They say when people get married, the husband prays that his wife never changes, and the wife prays that the husband changes often. And so it is one of the retorts of comedians. I love you just the way you are. Now change. So in fact, this is what Jesus tells us. Repent. Metanoite in Greek. Change your mind, because the kingdom of heaven is at hand. You often hear churches say, we are a welcoming church, which is a beautiful concept. But we should also say with the Lord in his very first sermon, we are a repentant church. We are a church that never stops changing the way we think. Metanoite means to change your mind so that you will be able to change your behavior. Change your behavior so that you will be able to change your mind. And those two things are woven together, so that the saints often tell us, repentance is not something that happens once, but it is a way of life. One of the petitions before we pray the Our Father is we pray that we may spend the rest of our life in peace and repentance. What a beautiful thought, because repentance is part of the healing process of the gospel. It is the core message that Jesus speaks of in the Beatitudes when he says, humility of spirit, sorrow for sin, meekness, hunger, and a thirst for the love of God. These are all a way of thinking, of saying, I believe that God can change me in ways I have not dreamed of. And so if we are open to God's grace, the Spirit will come and change our hearts, and the angels in heaven rejoice more over one repentant sinner than over 99 just. And the publican in the back of the temple who beat his breast and said, O Lord, have mercy on me, a sinner, went home justified. In his farewell discourse before Jesus ascended, he bade that the world repent, that repentance and the forgiveness of sin be preached throughout the world, beginning from Jerusalem. And so today, when we read this beautiful and brief gospel, and we hear the first sermon of our Lord, repent, for the kingdom of God is near. Never be ashamed to celebrate the Lord's victory in your life when the Spirit gives you the courage and the wisdom to say, this is wrong, and the Lord will give me the grace to change, to repent, metanoite, to change my mind and the way I think. As a concluding thought, when I went to confession as a young boy, a priest told me something which I remember to this very day. Never just go over a list of the sins that you have committed or things that you have omitted, but think to yourself, why did I do that? What was the process of thinking that led me to this bad choice? And then pray to the Lord that his Spirit might give you the wisdom and the spiritual insight to change your process of thinking and not be fooled by yourself. Because often, temptation always has a bit of truth to it. That's what makes it alluring. And when we understand where the deception is, and when we understand the process of thinking, we can say, uh-oh, I am heading down the wrong path. Lord, help me to change. And when you do, celebrate your victory. We should always rejoice when we say, I did something bad today, and now I will fix it. I thought something bad today, and now I will change my mind. We do not celebrate those little victories of spirit enough. Enjoy your celebrations. Every time you say no to something bad, you're really saying yes to God and to everyone you love. Christos Christ Jayetsha.